Well, here we are again. It's time for a boo. And you know what? I don't have an awful lot to talk about, really, because life's just been sort of... Well, not much happening, really, I suppose. I've been watching television. Started on the next series of Pretty Little Liars, because I was tired, and all I wanted to do was just sit on the sofa for a bit. And when I'm at the camping site, it was quiet as anything, because, there was a... chance of rain this weekend. There were a few dark, ominous looking clouds, and when that happens, the people from Barcelona don't tend to make their way to the campsite. If they hear it's going to be that sort of weather, they stay in Barcelona rather than heading for the beach. Although I was talking to a nice chap I met today, an old fella who, he said he's from Wales originally, but he's been in Germany for a long time, in Düsseldorf. And so we had a bit of a connection there because I spent time in Bremen when I was a student. So I speak German. I was working in a brewery called Beck's Beer. I hate the taste of beer, but I was working in a brewery. How about that? I used to get a free crate of beer every 10 days. I used to put on the back of my bicycle and cycle back to the campsite where we were staying in some tents. And I'd have lots of friends. And one day I arrived back at the campsite and... the people at the campsite said, there's an English fellow just said where you were in the campsite and you park his tent next to yours. And I got over there and his tent was literally parked in it was nearly on top of my tent. It was so bloody close. He must have heard about the beer. So anyway, I'll share my beer out anyway. And so what else? Anyway, he was telling me about this fellow. He's a keen cyclist, and although the cycle was on today, there wasn't a brilliant one. It was one of those just travel ones that they stick inside a caravan. And he was telling me about this recumbent or recliner cycle that he's got. And he's saying that with these gears that's on this thing, you can go really, really fast. I thought that was a bit weird, actually, because I thought, well, you know, when you're cycling and you're going uphill, you can get off the saddle, you can use a bit of body weight, gravity, and... sort of jumping up and down on the pedal to make the pedals go around a bit quicker and to get you going up the hills a bit better. But he reckons that with the gearing and so on, with this recumbent bicycle, he can go a lot faster. He was telling me how he was enjoying like going along the road on this recumbent cycle, and these racing cyclists would be going along and he'd overtake them. And... he sort of loves sort of when the cyclists take the piss out of him, saying, "Oh, granddad, get off your recumbent lying down bicycle and do some proper cycling," and it goes flying past him. So I can imagine that would be quite fun, wouldn't it? So anyway, I was chatting to him for a long time because he was obviously sort of, well, you know, people like they like to have a standing around and chat and talk about stuff. I'd like to have a go on one of those recumbent bicycles myself. Anyway, but it's quite interesting, really, because so I was looking last week at that electric scooter, which I thought was quite good, and talking to him about that as well. And then he was telling me about his wife's got this electric cycle, and his wife was challenging him to go to race up the hills, because obviously if you've got an electric bicycle, you can get up the hills a lot quicker, a lot easier, and so on. So I think he declined that one there, because I think with the fact that you can go fast with one of these bicycles... He was saying that he could go like about 100 kilometres per hour on it. I mean, that's if you're interested in miles, if you're into miles, I mean, that's like about 65 miles an hour. That's bloody fast, that is. I tell you, do you want to have some sort of crash helmet on going that fast on a bicycle? Maybe even sort of racing leathers. Racing leathers. But it'd be a bit of fun. Anyway, I'd love to have a go on one. The last time I saw one of those bicycles, I was actually in Birmingham city centre. And yeah, you get these, cycle couriers. And they sort of go flying around the town and they deliver things from one place to another. And there's a black fella there with Rastafari sort of dreadlocks and everything. And he was sort of whizzing around. That's the thing with those other bicycles, those sort of bicycles as well, because they're low down. You have to have like a big flag sort of sticking up from the back of them so that people can see you on the road. Because it's bad enough on a bicycle as it is. Anyway, so I've ended up talking about bicycles, even though there was not much to talk about originally. So I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.